This podcast was recorded on the land of the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. The Beanies wish to pay their respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
Hi, Beanie Beanies.
Today we're going to meet a princess.
Do some cleaning. Boo!
And learn a song about cleaning.
Are you ready, Mini Beanies?
Let's go!
Yep. Come on, Beanies. If we finish getting ready in the next few minutes, we won't be late for the party.
The party isn't for a long while, ma'am.
Yes, but I like to arrive at least 2 hours early to every event just to make sure I'm not late.
I don't want to go to a party with a bunch of clowns.
But Michael, the clowns invited us. Be nice.
Yeah, Michael. The Clown Society is one of the wealthiest in the world. If we make friends with them, maybe those clowns will give us some clown money and fund our next beanie show. So be nice.
But I feel silly.
You look silly. But that's good, because we're going to a clown party. Now put on your oversized clown shoes so you look even sillier. Yeah, look at the size of these clown shoes. They're so big. They're so silly.
They're my normal shoes.
Oh.
I just don't want to pretend to be nice to a bunch of clowns.
Michael, you literally are a clown.
With this costume on, of course I am a clown.
I have no doubt you will fit in with the other clowns.
Okay. Is everyone ready?
Ready.
Ready.
I'm ready too.
How long until the clown party starts?
6 hours. We're right on time.
Well, while we wait to leave for the party, want to hear a story about a princess who didn't want to fit in at a party?
Yes, please. But make it quick.
In a faraway kingdom, there lived a princess. Princess Joanna. We've told a story about Princess Joanna before in the fingernails episode. She was a bit dirty and didn't like washing her hands. Ew.
Hello, I'm Princess Joanna, but I prefer PJ.
Princess Joanna, or PJ, was having a relaxed day in her room that needed a bit of a clean when suddenly...
What's that?
A messenger appeared, delivering a message. That's what a messenger does.
A messenger? What do you want?
Ahem. His Majesty Prince Snodsbury Uppercrust Charming II invites all princesses from the lands to a party. Soon, the prince will be king, and he is looking for a lucky princess to be his queen. A bit old-fashioned, we know, but we don't know any better. Anyway, Princess Joanna is invited to the prince's party. Will you attend?
PJ really didn't like the idea of going to a party with a bunch of other princesses, just to try and make friends with some upper-crust Prince Snodsbury Charming.
No, I won't attend.
Princess Joanna!
That was Joanna's mother. She came running into the room to interrupt Joanna.
Tell the prince that the Princess Joanna will attend.
Mum, I don't want to go.
Joanna, if you go to the party and make friends with the prince, you could be the queen one day. Wouldn't that be great?
No, I'd just be pretending to like this prince just so I could be the queen. That's no fun. And a little bit old-fashioned for my liking.
Yes, but we don't know any better. Besides, this is the son of Cinderella. Wowee, you're going.
So Princess Joanna, or PJ, went to the party. There were princesses from all around the land turning up to the castle of soon-to-be King Prince Snodsbury. So, at these parties for fancy people, there's a lot of silly events that they always do. It's a bit old-fashioned for my liking, but hey, it's a story. The first thing that they do is walk in. Yeah. But not just like strolling through the front door like the rest of us. Each princess would be introduced to the whole room. And everyone looks and goes, oh, as the princess slowly walks through the front door and down the fancy stairs to where the fancy prince is. The first princess was introduced.
Introducing Princess Sophie Latida, Keeper of Magical Unicorns, Fluffer of the Fluffiest Pillows, Leader of the Great Puppy Charge to Cuddle Time, and winner of the Shiniest Hair Award 3 years running, Princess Sophie Latida.
She walked through the front doors followed by butterflies and walked down the stairs as if floating. The prince was very impressed.
Wow, I'm very impressed.
Cinderella was there too. Wowee! She was also very impressed.
Wow, I'm very impressed.
Next, it was PJ's turn to be introduced.
Fancy pants, prince and princesses, trying to get me to be all fancy, will ya? Well, I'll show them. I know Cinderella likes everything nice and clean, so why don't I try this?
PJ had other ideas. She opened the front door just a little bit so she could peek through and whispered to the messenger.
Psst! Oi! Oi, messenger! Over here!
Yes?
She passed the messenger a little note.
Read this out to introduce me to the prince.
Okay.
This'll show him.
Introducing Princess Joanna, keeper of... Oh, no, I am not saying that.
Read it!
Keeper of smelly socks, guardian of the pile of rubbish to the sky, and winner of smelliest breath 5 years running, Princess Joanna.
Woo! Who's ready to party?
PJ was wearing muddy gumboots and squelched all over the fancy stairs.
Look out below!
PJ then slid all the way down the fancy stairs along the handrail and landed at the bottom.
How are you, Princey? Long time no see. Cinderella, how's the happily ever after going, eh? Prince Charming, how are ya?
Well, it's...
Anyway, thanks for having me. Where's the snacks?
Oh, dear. This wasn't going well. The next thing that happens at these fancy parties is when all the princesses that have come get in a long line. They then wait their turn for the prince to go up to each one of them and have a quick chat face to face. PJ wasn't a fan.
All these princesses waiting in line to impress the prince. Not me. I'll show them.
The prince said hello and talked to each princess, one at a time. The prince was talking to Princess Sophie Latida. PJ was next. She was listening in on the conversation going on next to her.
Prince Snodsbury, it's a pleasure to meet you. I could not believe that the son of Prince Charming and Cinderella could be even more handsome than I imagined. Strong, smart, and handsome. You are indeed fit to be king.
Oh, lovely. A pleasure to meet you, Princess Latida.
PJ couldn't believe what she was hearing.
Yuck! I'll show them.
It was now PJ's turn to talk to the prince.
Hello, Princess Joanna.
The prince held out his hand to shake hands with PJ when...
Oh, my.
Gotcha! It's one of those buzzer things in my hand, see? Buzz!
Oh, yes. Very clever.
Anyway, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. Prince Snodsbury Upper Crust Charming the Second. It's a pleasure to meet you. Who would have thought the son of Cinderella and Prince Charming could be so smelly and short? Your face reminds me of a pumpkin that's been left out in the sun too long.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, your face looks like pie that's been dropped on the floor and smooshed everywhere.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Cinderella interrupted them.
Perhaps we should keep moving the prince.
Prince Snodsbury and PJ looked at each other and stuck their tongues out and pulled a face.
See you later, Princey.
Next up at the fancy party was the dinner. PJ still had some ideas.
Can't believe I still have to hang around with all these fancy pants. I'll show them.
Everyone sat down for dinner. Cinderella spoke to everyone.
what a pleasure it is to have all these pretty and charming princesses here at our home. Would a guest like to say a toast before we start?
PJ stood up.
Yeah, I got something to say.
Princess Joanna, I think you've said enough.
Yeah, it's just a quick one. Here's to you, and here's to me. The princess' hair is full of fleas. Being here, I don't agree. At least he's giving me dinner for free. Let's eat.
I paid for my dinner.
Everyone was shocked, but PJ could hear someone giggling.
It's very funny.
It was Prince Snodsbury. He was giggling.
Found that funny, did you, Princey?
Yes, I think I did. Sorry, everyone. Let us begin dinner.
Huh? I'll have to try one more thing.
The last fancy event for the fancy night was the masquerade ball. A masquerade is where everyone dresses up in fancy dress, but also wears a mask. So you don't always know who is who, but it's pretty easy to tell. Anyway, everyone dresses up all fancy and goes to a dance. PJ had one more idea.
Make me dress up all fancy, will ya? I'll show them.
PJ made a special costume and went down to the masquerade ball. All the other princesses were wearing big frilly dresses, sparkly masks, and big hair. It was very pretty. The prince was also wearing a special frilly suit and a fancy mask. Then, among all these fancy pretty princesses came PJ. Her dress was made of rubbish.
This'll show 'em.
And PJ's mask was an empty chip packet.
What?
Again, PJ heard someone giggling.
Yes.
Find that funny, do you, Princey?
The music began, and everyone started to dance. Again, at these fancy parties, everyone kind of does the same thing. So everyone was doing the same dance. They would bow and spin,
spin,
and skip,
skip,
and bow,
and bow,
and do it all again.
And do it all again.
Well, this is boring. I'll show them.
And PJ jumped in the middle of the room and started doing a dance move called the worm.
Hi-ya!
Then Prince Snodsbury stood in the middle of the room where PJ was dancing.
I can't believe you would dance like that at my party. This is how you do the worm.
And then Snodsbury started doing the worm too. Cinderella didn't like this one bit.
Stop that this instant. This isn't how a prince and princess are supposed to act.
I'm sorry, Cinderella, but I can't hear you while I'm doing the worm.
Yes, Mother, I would rather do this dance. It's much more fun.
I demand you both of you stop it right now.
Fine.
Fine.
And the prince and PJ ran out of the dance hall laughing.
That was so fun.
I can't believe I did that. Oh, I feel so free.
You know, you're not so boring after all, Princey.
Please, take off your mask so I can see your face.
It's pretty obvious it's Princess Joanna.
Yes. Princess Joanna.
Call me PJ.
PJ. You have made me laugh and feel free for the first time in years. I feel as if we have made a real connection. Would you like to be my queen?
Wow! Nah, not really.
Oh.
It's just not that... I'm just not that kind of person.
No, I get it.
You're really nice, and it's kind of the place...
Yes.
And I'm just not really in the right place to... I think you're cool and everything,
Me too.
Anyway. I'd love to be friends, though. Maybe you can break away from Cinderella and Prince Charming for a bit and come hang out over at my kingdom.
Yes, that would be great fun.
Great.
Why don't we go back to the ball and show these fancy pantsers how to really dance?
Yeah!
Ha ha!
And so they went back to the fancy party. They danced the worm, even though Cinderella didn't approve, and they had great fun. PJ and Prince Snodsbury remained friends happily ever after.
The end.
It's time to close your eyes and wake your imagination.
And make a picture in your head of
a fancy dress.
What colour is your fancy dress? Is it shiny or lots of different colours?
What is the shape of your dress? Does it go all the way down to the floor? Is it fluffy and puffs out in all different places?
How does your dress move around? Does it swish and float? Or is it heavy and drags along the floor?
Well done, Mini Beanies. You made
a fancy dress.
Now time for a song.
Sweep, sweep, sweep. Mop, mop, mop. Clean, clean, clean.
Life's so unfair.
I'm basically Cinderella. La, 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 la. La, 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 la.
Every night and every day, I'm forced to put my toys away. Playing with my puzzle pieces means my toil just increases. Made to pack away my blocks, pairing all my mismatched socks, folding freshly laundered clothes. This is not the life I chose.
But if you turn that frown upside down and just slap on a smile, you'll find it's very simple, only takes a little while. If you worked instead of singing, you'd be very nearly done. So let's get started, grab a broom and...
Oh, that is no fun.
Sweep, sweep, sweep. Mop, mop, mop. Clean, clean, clean.
What was me?
I'm basically Cinderella. La, 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 la.
Muddy footprints on the wall. How they get there can't recall. Smelly tea towels used to dry the dirty dishes mountains high.
It's one plate.
Putting lids of markers on. Where's the cap for this one gone? Cleaning glitter can't be done. This ain't my idea of fun.
But when you make a mess while having fun, there's cleaning to be.
No!
Sweep, sweep, sweep.
If you started cleaning, stopped complaining.
Mop, mop, mop.
This whole affair would be less draining.
Wash, wash, wash.
If you don't clean it, I will have to. Clean, who do you clean, think cleans this house? The cleaning fairy doesn't live here.
And I got an upside down and just slap on a smile.
Find its very puzzle pieces. Takes my toil
just
increases.
Went to pack away my clothes.
Sweep, sweep. Mop, mop, mop. Clean, clean, clean. I'm basically Cinderella.
Great story, Michael. PJ's a funny princess.
Yeah. Now let's get going to this clown party. I don't want to be late.
Alrighty, let's take my car. Oh, just a warning. I haven't cleaned my car for a little while.
What's a little while?
How long ago was 2005?
17 years.
I suppose it's been a long time.
Ew!
Gross! Oh,
Michael, your car is so dirty.
It's really best if you wear these masks while inside.
Oh, beanies, could I get a lift to the clown party, please?
Professor Know-It-All!
Are you going to the clown party as well?
Oh, yes. The clowns at the clown party are very wealthy, and I'm trying to make friends with them so they can give money for science research. Unfortunately, only clowns don't trust in science yet.
Sure, Professor. We're just leaving now in my car. It's best if you wear this mask.
Why is that? Oh my. What is that smell?
It's best if you hold your breath for as long as possible.
Michael Beanie, you really need to clean your car.
I know, but it's such a big job.
Well, Michael, if you cleaned up a little bit every time you were in your car, you wouldn't have this problem.
What do you mean?
For example, I have to keep my science lab very clean. Every time I'm in my lab, I do a little bit of cleaning instead of leaving it for another time. Because if I keep leaving it for another time, it just builds and builds and builds, and eventually I end up with a very big mess.
Like this car?
Yeah, I have a little rule of my own where if it takes less than 5 minutes to do the cleaning, I always do it right away, no matter what.
Very good. So it's like when you're cooking or playing with toys. It's always best to do some cleaning right away instead of leaving it. All that is going to happen is more mess being added, and then you end up with an even bigger mess.
Okay.
Okay. Now let's go make friends with some clowns.
Okay.
Hold your breath, everybody.
Maybe you can have a little fancy party of your own at home.
Learn how to dance the worm.
But remember to clean up after yourself.
Bye, Mini Beanies.
Did you enjoy today's podcast, Mini Beanies? Want to know even more about it? You can find all sorts of fun activities like worksheets, colouring, sing and dance along videos, and so much more via the links in our show notes. There is even a link to get your own Mini Beanie t-shirts. I got mine. It says Professor Mini Beanie. Ha ha ha.
The Beanies' beautiful tunes were brought to you by The Beanies and the magnificent music wizard, James Court. Ah, ah, ah.